I speak to you in the name of one God who creates us and redeems us and sustains us. Amen. Amen. I am sure that you have heard the saying referencing a person of historic prominence, and we will say of that person, they were a prophet of their time. To which I say, a blessed second Sunday of Advent when prophets take the center stage. Most people these days know the four Sundays of Advent to be peace, hope, joy, and love. And there is nothing wrong with those four tenets of faith. But in the old Anglican tradition, each Sunday of Advent is assigned to a particular biblical people, starting with our ancestors, such as Abraham and Sarah, and I might add Hagar on week one, and then on to the prophets, such as Isaiah, which we hear from today in week two. The third Sunday in this tradition is for John the Baptist foretelling the coming of Jesus, and the fourth is for Mary and the Visitation. And I particularly like this focus when we are in this year, the year of Matthew, the gospel who we just started reading last week and will read for the entirety of this church year. I love it because we have two deeply prophetic readings today. We hear from Isaiah foretelling the coming ruler who will establish a new order in creation. A ruler whose authority is not based on hierarchy, domination, destruction, or power, but a ruler whose authority is based on righteousness and faithful caring for all of God's creation. The second prophetic reading today is the great brood of vipers warning that comes from John the Baptist, a prophet of his own right, foretelling the advent of the Messiah. Admittedly, this gospel passage can seem a bit startling in its tone this time of year, calling people to repent. But actually, that's always been the role of the prophet down through the ages. It's why John the Baptist quotes from Isaiah today, because the words of a prophet speak not only in their time, but they speak on down through the generations. So you might ponder for a moment, but why would this call to repent be right smack in the middle of Advent? Don't we save all that strong language for Lent when we beat our breasts and turn in our ways? This focus on the prophets in our Advent readings leads me to wonder about who are the prophets we are listening to today? Or maybe I should ask, who are your prophets? Who are the voices that you listen to that determine how you lead your life? This time of year especially, there are so many voices vying for our attention. Buy this, watch that, you need this. Go listen to that. Go this way, don't go that way. There is a cacophony waiting for us from the second we awake each day. So are we listening to the false prophets of consumerism? Are we listening to the false prophets telling us we need to have power and domination to secure our lives? Are we listening to the false prophets that sort and divide us and pit us against one another? There are so many voices out there. figuring out which ones to listen to can be challenging. So I ask you to consider, are the prophets we are listening to, are they proclaiming God's word, or are they calling us to turn from our faith? I invite you to take a moment for what I have started to call a God audit. Take a little audit as you are going around your week. Are the voices that are pulling to you, the voices you are listening to, are they like the prophet Isaiah, who is telling of the Messiah who will bring a spirit of wisdom and understanding, of counsel and might, of knowledge and fear of the Lord? Are those voices leading us to a peaceable kingdom where we can be at peace with our perceived enemy? Are the voices we are listening to calling us to build community, to care for those most in need? Are they calling us to respect the dignity of every human being? As Advent really is about our preparation, stop and pay attention to the voices. Stop and pay attention to the prophets that you are following. The season of Advent actually is the perfect time to think about repentance, to think about turning back towards God, back to the life that our faith calls us to live, back to our baptismal covenant. As you have heard me say many times, repentance isn't a one-time, I'm sorry, you're forgiven, let's move on. Rather, as one commentator puts it, for Christians, repentance is not a religious moment or experience in which we come to God and then continue to live within the social narratives and structures that constitute our life as usual. Repentance is a perpetual state of readiness. Let me say that again. Repentance is a perpetual state of readiness to challenge our commonplaces, to challenge the myths that we live by, which produce not the fruit of repentance, but the practices of alienation and violence we too easily take for granted. On this second Sunday of Advent, you and I, we together are given the opportunity to hear again two of the greatest prophets and to truly listen for what they are saying to us today. Isaiah and John the Baptist, they remind us that we are observing this season to prepare once more for the arrival of God incarnate, the Christ child, the living symbol of God's deep and abiding love for humanity. There are so many voices crying out at this time of year, leading us into wilderness places where vipers speak with persuasion. And yet try to heed the voices of the true prophets. Listen for those voices that call us to be our best selves. By examining our own lives and our motives through the prophet's call for repentance, we can discern God's will. We can discern God's voice and call in the midst of the cacophony. And we can try to live our lives as expressions of our baptismal covenant. Discerning not as those who do Advent as the countdown to Christmas. No. Our faith calls us to listen for the voices of the prophets, As disciples, you and I who are preparing for the Messiah to be born anew within the lowly places of our souls. As you prepare for the week ahead, look at your calendar. Take a God audit. And what space and time is devoted to preparing your soul? Where are we prioritizing space to be born anew, casting off the works of darkness, preparing in heart and mind and soul and action for the celebration of the Messiah's birth that draws near? May God be well met in you as you heed the prophet's call in the coming week. And so let us welcome a moment of Advent quiet to begin our spiritual audits.